Many veterans of the 1991 Gulf War complain of fatigue, muscle pain, headaches, and other unexplained health problems, lumped together as Gulf War illnesses. Veterans often blame them on exposure to chemicals during combat. Scientific studies have generally chalked them up to stress. Today, the Department of Veterans Affairs released a report that suggests the veterans may be right after all. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
In 1991, Jim Bunker was serving as an Army lieutenant in the Persian Gulf when his regiment blew up an Iraqi ammunition dump. Within hours, he went into convulsions. Now, 13 years later, he has health problems he traces back to that day.
I get really exhausted, tired, and it's like the world's going 250,000 miles an hour and I'm going in reverse. And that my brain just can't seem to function at all. I can't think. I can't hardly talk. You know, for a guy who's gone through college and part of a master's program, I mean, it's really disgusting.
Bunker spent years trying to find effective treatments for himself and for others. Back home in Kansas, he started the Veterans Information Network, an advocacy group. He's been frustrated that doctors seem to think his health problems are psychological. A year and a half ago, Bunker found something on the internet, a study that showed low doses of anti-seizure medicine might help. But his doctor at the VA hospital was skeptical.
She goes, no, that isn't what you need. What you need is more of this. And I said, what is that? And she goes, well, it's a depressant medicine. It's a little stronger than what you're on. I'm like, no.
Another VA doctor did prescribe the medication. Bunker says it's made a big difference. He wants the VA to study other treatments that veterans are trying on their own. And that's one of the recommendations of the report released today by the Department of Veterans Affairs. A draft of the report was leaked to the media last month. The final report says there's a probable link between the health problems and exposure to low levels of poisonous chemicals that can affect the brain and nervous system. Among the possible culprits, pesticides, Iraqi chemical weapons, and even a drug given to soldiers to protect against nerve gas. Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi says the report shows the need for new research, and he announced today that the VA will set aside up to $15 million for it.
I want to help these veterans with these undiagnosed illnesses not only find answers as to what's causing these symptoms, but also to be able to treat them so that people can live enjoyable and productive lives.
There's still controversy over Gulf War illnesses. 3 months ago, another group of scientists found no evidence that Iraqi nerve gas was to blame. The study was produced by the respected Institute of Medicine. Dr. Jack Caldwell chaired the panel.
Our committee reviewed a lot of data and just didn't feel that there was enough information. But reasonable people could possibly reach different conclusions.
But Gulf War veteran Jim Bunker says the new VA report gives him and other veterans a feeling of vindication, and he hopes it will lead to better medical care.
The veterans need to take the report and go to their doctors with it.
Some doctors will get it.
Some doctors will not budge.
According to the new report, Gulf War veterans suffer unexplained illnesses at a rate far higher than veterans of other wars. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.